Hey, what's going on, gang? I hope you all are enjoying this episode. I wanted to take a quick moment to go ahead and shout out one of our new sponsors, and then we can get right back to leveling up. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I know when I first started off, I had a lot of questions like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps so people can listen? Better yet, how do I get paid from my podcast? And the answer to every single one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now, reading this ad. I've been able to build my brand and make connections with celebrities, entrepreneurs, and influencers across the world and obtain a top 20 business podcast. So if you ever wanted to start a podcast and make money from doing it, simply go to anchor.fm/start and join me and the rest of the community as we grow our brands. You can connect with me on there at Level Up Daily as I'll be giving away all my secrets to becoming a top 20 business podcast. Now let's get back to leveling up.
Are you ready?
Level Up Daily,
the hottest podcast for self-growth.
With interviews from the hottest celebrities.
Controller, level me up. Controller, level me up, yeah.
Now, your host, DeAndre Evans.
Controller, level me up. Controller, level me up, yeah.
It's time to level up.
Now level up.
Yo, what's up, ladies and G's? Much love to those returning, and shout out for those tuning in for the first time. It's Friday, baby, and it's time that I bring some fire back to the podcast. But first, how is everyone, right? You know, I got to check up on y'all, see how y'all doing. I hope you all are well and ready for this episode. If not this episode, at least the weekend, right? It's the weekend. I know some of you are ready to party and turn up. But before we step out tonight, you know, we always have to make sure we level up first, right? And today, I want to talk about something that prevents a lot of people from taking action and getting to the next level. See, many people hesitate when it comes to doing something they truly desire because of the opinions of others. Many people hesitate because they fear the unknown. Many people hesitate because they simply begin to judge their own actions. But I'm here to tell you, if you hesitate to take action, then your dreams will hesitate to come to reality. See, these forms of conflict is the everlasting battle many of us face on a day-to-day basis due to one thing, self-doubt. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. Doubting yourself will cause you to miss out on every opportunity that was meant for you. It puts a limit on your potential, which will draw you away from the things you want most. Yes, I know it's scary, right? You know, it's scary that, you know, you don't know what's going to happen in the next minute, next hour, next day, week, month, or year, but you have to recognize that you have no choice. And I'm just being honest, right? You have no choice but to deal with it because we don't know what's going to happen next. But it's up to you how you deal with it that will determine your success. See, you will have to battle, and I mean battle, day and night, what seems like an army in your own head. An army of doubt, fear of failure, fear of judgment, and a lack of belief. The voices inside your head saying, you know, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, or, you know, I want to do this, but I can't. I want to get to those I love, but I can't, right? I've tried everything, the world is against me, no one believes in me, right? My life is not worth living. See, there's no greater pain that can be inflicted on you than your own internal enemy. Your own thoughts will cause you more pain than anyone or anything. But when you can control and direct what's in your mind, right? And you can direct that internal voice to work for you rather than against you, you will get a lot further. You have to understand that you have more inside of you than you know. You have strength inside of you. You have courage inside of you. You have it all. Because God has given us everything we needed to succeed, but it's just up to us to be willing to use those very things He gave us. Some of you are still, you know, holding on to what happened to you in the past. Your past has nothing to do with your future. Your past is gone. You are in control of what happens next in your life. You have control whether you want your past to define you or refine you. It's time for you to decide. It's time for you to declare that you have more inside of you than the world has yet to see. See, the reason, you know, you're on this podcast right now listening to me because, you know, you believe you can do more. You believe that you can be more, right? You believe that it can't be it, right? This is not your fullest potential. You know that you have a calling upon your life. But in order to step into your purpose, you have to learn how to avoid that wall of self-doubt. So I want you all to repeat after me, whether you're in the car, in the shower, just waking up. Yes, just repeat after me, right? I'll make it very simple. I'm going to give you something that I learned from my mentor, something that has helped me get over the mentality of doubting myself. This single statement will allow you to set yourself free of self-doubt for the rest of your life if you apply it. And it simply goes like this. When things go wrong, don't go with it. When things go wrong, don't go with it. Because when you decide to follow after those very things that are causing you grief or problems, it will begin to affect your self-confidence, which will cause you to doubt who you are and what you're capable of. And see, confidence is all about loving yourself. When you can laugh at your mistakes, that's confidence. But if you fear making a mistake, that's a confidence problem. That right there causes self-doubt. You have to let go of all the hoping and the wishing and instead shift your mind to expect things to happen. And here's what I mean by that, because it's a fine line and I don't want to get people confused with that. Many people hope and wish for things to occur versus expecting them to, right? When you begin to hope for something to happen, the vision you set in your mind is a very dim and gray vision, right? Like you're not sure if it'll happen or not. So you end up seeing two possibilities of either succeeding or failing. But when you expect something to happen, you only see one option. You see it happening when you focus on just that one possibility. And many times when people are focusing, you know, on expecting something to happen, they tend to put it in color, right? When you're expecting something to happen, you can visualize it down to the T with about just every single detail. But when you hope for something, you open yourself up to that dim and gray area, which creates uncertainty and thus leading you towards failure and self-doubt. So I want you all to understand something as we're heading into this weekend. And I wanted to keep this very brief because I know, you know, again, we're heading into the weekend. It's a lot coming up. But I want you guys to know that you have the ability to change your life by changing what you allow into your mind. Don't allow others to deter you away from your purpose or your passion. Don't fear the unknown as you are in control of what you focus on. And don't allow your thoughts to get in the way of what you deserve. Yo, tuning back into the podcast per usual. Just want to say thank you so much for those who've been rocking with me since day one. And if this was your first episode tuning in, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to check my station. I greatly appreciate that. And if you guys haven't yet followed me or would like to follow me on social media just to make the connection, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. That is where I live at. You can follow me at DeAndre_Evans. That's DeAndre_EVANS. And I will be happy to connect with all of you. And with that being said, hopefully this episode was valuable to you in a sense. I know it was very brief and short. Just because I wanted to keep it, you know, at a fine line for those who like to get straight to the party, especially on the weekend. Like, I know time is one of our biggest things. And honestly, personally, I dislike doing, you know, long single episodes in certain senses, just because, again, I just want to get that value out to you as soon as possible, as quick as possible, but making sure I'm hitting the key points so you're able to grasp the idea and concept behind it and also take some value from it. But with that being said, I'm definitely excited for what's coming up. I can't tell you guys everything, but just be tuned, you know, stay in tune with everything. Make sure you guys subscribe. Oh, and if you guys haven't left a rating or review or subscribe yet to the podcast and would like to do so, feel free to follow me on any major podcast platform. You can follow me on iTunes for sure, Spotify, Google Play, and over 10 to 11 others. It's a lot out there, but feel free to reach out. Again, follow me on Instagram at DeAndre_Evans. Send me a message. Let me know how I did. If you have any questions or concerns or just like to connect and do any potential collaborations or, you know, just want to brainstorm about anything, feel free to reach out. I'm a very cool guy, laid back, and I'm pretty sure anybody who's been listening can tell you that too. But with that being said, guys, much love. Until next time, peace and blessings.